The last verse of chapter 14, the Lord says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as he has given me commandments that I do, arise, let us go hence." He has told them and told us that obedience is the test of love. And here he is giving himself as the perfect example of the one that loved the Father, that the world may know that I love the Father. How? As he gives me commandment that I will do. Let him give me a commandment, whatever. It's an unconditional obedience. And if we want to look at obeying the Lord, the best thing to do that is to look at his own obedience. It was a joyful obedience. "I delight to do thy will, O God." It was a costly obedience. He was obedient unto death. It was unconditional. "As he gives me commandment that I do." And then he says, "Arise, let us go hence." And it seems that from there they left the upper room. And they were, or he was on his way to Gethsemane. You know what his cry there, his prayer there. And probably as they were walking to Gethsemane, they walked through the vineyards. And the Lord gives them a beautiful object lesson. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Israel was God's vine. "I brought a vine out of Egypt." Also, Israel was a vain vine, unfruitful. He says that they brought fruit unto themselves. And in Isaiah chapter 5, he says, "Judge between me and my beloved." There was a man that that planted a vine and dressed it and put a hedge around it and put a tower. And he did everything for the vine. And when he went to ask to seek fruit, he found sour grapes. And that is the house of Israel. He did everything for them, his vine, but they brought sour fruit, sour to his own taste. And he says, "Judge between me and my beloved, my vine." But then he says, "I am the true vine." There is no one that brought fruit unto God the Father but him. All these were vain, but he is the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman, and the job of the husbandman is to look after the vine. And when the Lord was here, the only attention of the Father was to him. You know, he opens the heavens more than once. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The husbandman looks after the vine. But then it was mentioned how we can bear fruit, as it was mentioned and it is written here, by abiding in the vine. There is no other way that any branch would bear fruit except by abiding in the vine. And as we heard, to abide in him is to walk with him, to love him. And in verse 10, he says, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." So to abide in him, to abide in his love, is to keep his commandments. You know, these are reciprocate things. To keep his commandments is to show my love to him. And to abide in his love is to keep his commandments. And then if we have these, then there is a spiritual growth, continual growth. In verse 2, as Munir mentioned, this is a person who does not bear fruit. A branch that the husbandman would cut off. In 1 Corinthians 11, he says, therefore many are weak, and many are sickly, and many sleep. If we would have judged ourselves, we would have not been judged. So the husbandman decides to cut him off, to cut us off. But the one that bears fruit, he purges. And the purging or the pruning, it hurts. Definitely, that he may bear more fruit. And I think of the verse in 1 Peter, that no chastening at the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. No, sorry, this is Hebrews. Hebrews. 1 Peter, that the trial of your faith, though it be tested with fire, which is much more precious than of gold, would be found to the praise and honor at the end. So the trial of your faith is just like the testing of the gold, that it might be purified. And the pruning does the same thing. He purges it that it may bear fruit more. And then Hebrews, no chastening at the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Yet at the end it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. You know, the chastening of the Lord, of God, to his children, for their own good, and that we may bear more fruit. And that chastening would hurt. There's no chastening of your children that would just please them. Don't take them to McDonald's when you want to chase them. But it has to hurt. It has to, and the pruning is just like hurting. I just think of one more verse of the eagle. It says, as the eagle stirreth up her nest, flattereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her young. So have I done with you. The eagle, when she sees their little ones resting and comfortable in the nest, and she wants to teach them how to fly, so she shakes the nest. And then she may destroy even the nest. And the eagles fall down. They try to fly, and they start to fall down. Then she spreads abroad her wings. I understand that she has big wings. And she picks them up one by one. And then where does she take them to? There is no nest. She lets them go again. And they go down and try to fly, until finally they learn how to fly. And the Lord does this with each one of us in training.